When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus God. What the fuck?
Why would they do that?
Shaking my fist in the air.
Wow. Everyone's talented, I guess.
Oh, Jesse, how are you?
Good. I'm filled with rage today. I would honestly say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm filled with rage.
I mean, that's not good, but
it's not great. I don't think it's healthy, but like that is literally how I woke up, just like angry.
Some mornings you just wake up, you know, I came up with an expression, waking up on the wrong side of the bed.
I've never, what does that mean even?
It means like you woke up and you're not feeling your best. So it's the wrong side.
Oh, the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, as opposed to the right side.
Yeah, I guess I always leave the right side of my bed open for who I would think would be my future husband, lover. And so I always wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Do you sleep? What size bed do you have?
Full.
Do you sleep in the middle or on the side?
No, I sleep on the side.
Me too. I have a queen. I sleep on the side.
Yeah. It's so sad. Like there's a part of you that, you know what I mean? There's a part of me that at one point was like, you got to start training for when you share a bed. And I'm like, I've been training for years. You know what I mean? Like I'm either going to the Olympics or I'm retiring. So
I have like a laptop on the other side. Like that's where
I respect that. Winnie normally sleeps on the right side of the bed.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So it is, you know, occupied.
At least there's, you know, a heartbeat, I guess.
Yeah, a warm body.
There you go.
Hello.
That's something to be happy about.
It really is. Yeah. When you think about it that way, it's like, maybe I am okay.
Maybe you are.
Right? How are you? What's happening with you? How are things?
Things are fine. Things are good. You know.
Give me a little more than that.
Nothing's really going on. I'm trying to sort through all of my stuff because...
Yeah.
I have everything that I owned here, but I'm doing that. And then I booked my ticket to go to LA on the 1st.
Oh.
I'm getting the vaccine on Sunday.
What?
Yeah.
How? Why?
I'm going for the first shot on Sunday.
No, I think that's incredible and amazing, but I'm like, how did you get it?
Well, I'm going with we're driving like 2.5 hours to Plattsburgh, which is like way up north. Yeah, I don't know. It just was like up and there was like 500 and something appointments. So we signed up.
But wait, are you eligible?
I'm eligible for being obese and I'm using that to my advantage.
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
And I was like, should I not? Like I was feeling kind of guilty.
No.
And I was like, should I feel guilty? But then a friend of mine was like, why are you like, you're obese. It's your turn. And
I was like, oh my God, no, do it. I'm sure I'm obese. I'm going to look up.
It's like, I think the BMI is like, if it's more than 30.
I mean, how do you know that though? How?
Which like, if you look, I looked it up and it's your weight to body, your weight to height ratio.
Okay.
And it'll tell you, so like, I'm supposed to weigh like 166 pounds or something.
You're 6 feet. In what? Aren't we all? Okay, I'm obese. I'm definitely going to get this. I have to figure this out.
Like, I feel like anyone.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, most people are obese by clinical standards.
I'm definitely. There's no doubt in my mind.
So yeah, I'm going on Sunday. I feel like glad that I'm gonna have it before I go.
Yeah, also just that you'll have, wait, how about you have to get the second one?
It's 21 days later, so it's on the 28th.
Okay, so you'll definitely get the second one.
Yeah,
perfect. Then I think you're absolutely great, good to go, good for you,
right?
Obsessed. And
then, yeah, they also are just announced because they're doing like the one shot one, the Johnson & Johnson yeah. one, and they're doing it like in Syracuse and other places around New York State, but it's in the middle of the night. The other one, you have to go at like midnight or like 1 a.m.
Well, okay, I'll do it, but what?
I think it's they're doing like the two shot appointment ones during the day and then the one shot ones at night.
Okay, I need to figure this out because I need to get it.
Because now Biden is saying that everyone in America will be able to be vaccinated by the end of May.
I know.
But I mean, we'll see.
Okay, well, it sounds promising.
It sounds promising, and I'm like, whatever, I'll
figure it out.
I'll get it. I haven't gotten a shot in so long.
I know. Oh, God.
I can't remember the last time.
I'm so jealous. That's so great. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm going to look it up. I'll figure out how to look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
I need help.
Okay. What's new with you? What's been popping?
What has been popping? I'm like, has anything been popping? I don't know. I guess I'm trying. Life has changed. There's about to be a lot of big changes in my life, I think. So
like you've started this, your sentence, you started it like 13 different ways.
Yeah. That's who I am at my core. Someone who, when I panic, I can't say what I want to say because I keep changing it. I am trying to get back out there on the dating apps.
Yeah, how's that going?
Great. I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner. I'm nothing. I hate everybody on a dating app. I hate everybody on dating apps. I just find people, I'm like, who are we? Also, I'm convinced now that Hinge hates me. So I hate Hinge.
There's no dating apps I like. Have you ever heard of Raya?
Yeah.
Are you on it?
No, because I don't like pretentious people.
See, me either, but I was like, oh, my friend sent it to me and I was like, I'll do it. And then I got denied.
Yeah, it's like, listen, I'm going to get denied enough on your app. If you as an app are also denying me, it's like, I can't, there's only so much someone can take.
I can't be rejected before I submit myself to be rejected.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, you know what? Just put me on Bumble. It's already bad enough on Bumble.
And I'm like, I just wanted to go on. I wanted to meet a celebrity, but I'm realizing the celebrities on Raya, I wouldn't even be able to, because I'm like, I heard Demi Lovato's on it. Yeah. I'm like, I guess it's not like a meeting.
No, it's like dating.
Your icon thing. It's like just a dating thing.
And I literally think it's more like, here, date this pretentious artist. And it's like,
and I'm like, no, you know what I hate? And this is going to come off so stupid.
It's fine. No one's listening.
When people try talking to you and they're like, oh, you act like I studied Meisner and start giving you their thing. I'm like,
no,
I could give a shit. Like if I was a casting person, the last thing I would care about is where somebody was trained.
I mean, it's nice to know where you blew your money. But also if you said cocaine, I'd be like, whatever, just do whatever you got to do on tape.
I'm like, I went to SUNY Oneonta and the School of Hard Knocks. And
I trained with Miss Hannigan, who is brutal, but I learned a lot.
And I'm like, you want devastation?
Yeah.
You'll get it, honey.
Oh, you'll get it. I'll just go back to a moment in my childhood and just bring that back up, okay? Or maybe last week when I was denied from a dating app. Not even the guy is on it yet.
I'm like, literally, give me 30 seconds, okay? Let me watch this clip of Grey's Anatomy.
Ugh.
And yeah. I'll get some tears going for
Give
you.
Give me one sec. I'm always on the edge of tears, okay? One sec.
And then they're like, sir, you're not, this isn't a crying audition. You're just, we just want you to read the script as written. This is a voiceover for Baskin Robbins. We don't need you to cry.
Okay, but when a lot of people eat Baskin Robbins, ma'am, they are crying. So I'm trying to relate to your audience. Thank you.
I've never eaten Baskin Robbins without tears in my eyes.
That's what I'm saying. I only know how to taste it with a little tear, a little salt. I actually think it brings out the sugar. So maybe talk to your marketing.
I have theories that your sea salt caramel doesn't even have salt in it. You just count on the tears adding the exact correct amount of salt.
People are lazy. But anyway, it's fine.
I think you have an embarrassing story.
I do, Chris, because I was talking to my friend the other day. And I was like, oh, I'm sure I've told you the apple picking story. And she was like, what apple picking story? And I forget that I sometimes, and by sometimes, I mean most of the time, block out trauma. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and then I asked you if I've told it and you said no. So this story is.
So guys, it's time for.
Thank you.
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Okay. So I'm in college. I'm like 20, 21. My friend Maria is like, we're gonna go to my parents' house in Saratoga.
Oh my God, you're in my neck of the woods. I was gonna say apple picking. That's very my
exactly.
Vibe.
She's like, there are boats. There are apples. There are like
rich people, horses,
fields. There are rich people. There are poor people. There's a plethora of things to do. And I was like, yeah, I'm in college. Like, what am I doing? Also, like a weekend away. What a treat. What a fun little time. So I go with my friend Maria.
That's the thing. The thing about Saratoga is like there's the downtown section.
Yeah.
That's like very pretty. The horse racing season is like wild in Saratoga. Like people that live in Saratoga will rent out their houses just for the 6 weeks of race horse season and like stay at their camp or whatever and make like enough money to pay the bills for the whole year.
Oh my God.
There's like a 50,000 square foot mansion, like multiple in Saratoga. And it's just people that are there 6 weeks a year that build these crazy houses and stuff. They go on like a Real Housewives trip to Saratoga, New York.
Okay. But I did it before.
It's also like if you get out of Saratoga proper. Yeah. It's upstate, you know.
Okay. So. Well, so I was like,
just to paint a visual.
Oh, that's a visual. I love that. I was like, this is so fun. This is so cool. So my friends were like, we're gonna go apple picking, and I was like, yes. I famously love apples, and I love hanging out with your family because that also means everything's free. So, and I'm obsessed with her mom. Her mom is like a nurse and like has the heart of a nurse. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, she's like the mother that you dream of. Okay.
Yeah.
Just so sweet. So nice. I was like, what a saint. Okay. Her dad's like fun and competitive. I was like, this is exciting. Her brother is cute. I'm like, I'm having such a fun time. Her dad all of a sudden is like, there's going to be a competition. That's like who her dad is. Like these type of men, I'm always like, wow. Where they like make things, they're like, this is what we're going to do. And you're like, wow, thanks for having energy and like literally wanting to live life. I prefer to slowly move through life, but maybe your way is better. And so he's like, we're going to have a competition. Who can get like the most apples and who can like get the apple from the highest thing? And I'm like, cool. I love competitions. I'm overly competitive. Like, what a fun vibe. And I guess I'm like not afraid of ladders. Okay. So I'm like having fun. I'm getting all these apples. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to climb up this ladder and get that apple there because I'm going to go so high. I'm going to win the competition. And I think I was like, look at me. Look at me. I'm going so high. I don't know what happened. I think I forgot about gravity as well as the fact that like a ladder isn't necessarily stable, especially if no one's holding it. So I'm going up this ladder and I'm like, I'm going to hold on to the branches to support myself as I get this apple. Now, Chris, I can't fully tell you what happened because again, I'm pretty sure I blacked out. But all of a sudden I was like, uh-oh, I'm going to fall. Now, what happens next is important because it's really honestly pretty much in slow motion. But I notice I start to fall and I hear what sounds like I thought I died. Okay. I hear Maria's mom, the nurse, scream at the top of her lungs, Jesse, to where I'm like, I'm dead. I'm dead and I'm dying. The fall was so slow and I was just like, this is what death feels like. And like, I just heard my death. I heard my death. It was.
Wait, so you fell from the ladder, fell? You fell off the ladder?
So I fell. The ladder, I think, fell, and so did I. Her dad described it as I looked like Raggedy Ann. Like, I think I gave up, so my body went limp.
Yeah.
Because when I heard her mom, I was like, I'm dead. All right. Well, it was a good run. Like, so they said, I hit every single branch on the way down and just like Raggedy Ann tossed.
Honestly,
them.
That's probably though better yeah. than if you had fallen straight to the ground.
I didn't break a bone, but I did. Like, I actually thought I was dead to the point where when I landed, I didn't move. And I think I looked like the girl from The Ring that just like crumpled over, and I was like, I think I'm dead. And so no one also touched me because they were like, well, we definitely think she's dead and broke every bone. And so then eventually when I heard her mom scream, crying, running over, and I was like, oh God, I'm sure I'm literally seconds away from hovering over my body and watching this scene above. But then I was like, whatever, I'll sit up. I sit up. Everyone's like, oh my God, her dad's hysterically laughing. Everyone's laughing except for her mom, who's like, I can't believe a child died on my watch. And then I was like, oh my God, I think I'm okay. I think I'm fine. I see like this mom and this kid, and the mom goes, that's why you don't climb on the ladders. And then keeps going. And I was like, oh my God. And I was so humiliated, Chris. I almost had like a tick, like, because that weekend, like, or that night when we had dinner, her mom would be like, are you okay? Are you feeling okay? Because I had such adrenaline that we were convinced that I was going to die. Like, that's a Grey's Anatomy story. You know what I'm saying? The girl comes in like, I fell, but I'm fine. And then they're like, she's been bleeding internally
like,
this
all of
whole
her
time.
Bones are broken.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I'm going to die for sure. And they were like checking to make sure I didn't have a concussion because her mom was a nurse. And
oh
I was
God.
Like, I think I'm dead. I was like, I think I'm going to die. I don't know what's happening. But I did live. Miracles.
Yeah.
And then luckily my friend Courtney wiped out at the house later, and I was, and then
oh,
we all
God.
Laughed at her, and I was like, it's like the focus moved on a little, but regardless, it was one of the most embarrassing moments.
This reminds me of, did I tell you, I feel like maybe I told you, I don't think I've told it on here actually, when I was on the cruise last year, or maybe it was 2 years, it was before COVID. I think it was March, 2 years ago.
What happened on the cruise?
So I went, my family, it was like my mom retired.
Okay.
So she was like, let's go on a family cruise.
Yeah.
My younger brother famously like will not go on vacations, family vacations, refuses. And my mom was like, if you want to bring a friend, you can, because
we
already paid. So my friend Steph came, and then one of the days we were going to Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Okay.
And my parents, like my whole extended family, everyone else was like, yeah, we're like going to stay on the boat. Like they're very like,
boat
we're just
people.
Chilling, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at Atlantis and I'm like, this looks kind of dope. And they have like a water park and stuff.
Is this like and where Mary-Kate and Ashley went for Holiday in the Sun?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's like famous. It's well known.
Dead. I think that's it. Okay.
The resort and beautiful. And so it costs $300 each to get in for the day.
No.
Yes. But I was like, you know what? We haven't spent like any other money.
That's true.
Let's do it.
One in Atlantis.
So, and it like had like the beach. It was nice.
Yeah.
But they had this one thing. The water park kind of sucked. And then they had you know how they have lazy rivers?
Yeah, of course.
Well, this was a raging river, they called it. And so you were on a tube when I fell off.
Yeah.
Have I told that on here?
I don't know.
I don't think I have. I'm telling it anyway.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Guys, if you've heard it, then I'm sorry. If not, I'm changing it up every time.
I love that. Change it up every time. Jessie was there. She was a lifeguard.
No, so we're going down the raging river. And then as a fat person, I'm always like, as a fat person who like people, I think sometimes don't, people think I'm thinner than I am. And I'm like,
thank you.
No, but I'm like, well, thank you. But also I'm like, I definitely exceed this weight limit. And they're like, you'll be fine. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm on this fucking tube.
That's like when you go get the vaccine. Don't you want someone to be like, no?
Well, that's what, when I was like, well, what if they ask like for a letter from my doctor about my BMI? And my dad like laughed and he was like, well, you'll be fine. But so anyway, I'm going down and then there's this one part where it like goes down a tunnel.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm like, I'm going to fall off of this fucking tube. Yeah. I know it. I feel it. And of course we hit the tunnel. I fall off the tube and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to ride it to the bottom.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. But then there's a woman on the tube next to me who starts screaming bloody murder as though I'm going to be swallowed into like a garbage disposal at the end of this.
Oh my God.
And not like a pool of water.
Yeah.
And she's yelling and like reaching out for me. And I'm like, it's fine. And then as she's saying it, one of the guys that works there comes sprinting.
Stop.
Down the tunnel. So again, this is like the water's what, a foot deep, because he's literally sprinting down it. Ugh. So like, I'm like, it's
yeah,
fine.
It's like, oh, I can stand.
And then he's like running next to me and he's like, stand, stand, stand. And I'm like, okay, girl, like,
relax.
Can everyone calm down?
Yeah.
And so then I like get out of the bottom of the tube and I'm standing and the woman is hysterical and is clapping.
Oh my
for
God.
The employee. And she was like, he saved your life. And then everyone around me was like clapping for him for saving my life.
What?
But I was like, I was fine.
I just stood.
I was like, I fell out of the tube. I was fine. I would have drowned before I asked for help.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And so I had to just pretend like he had saved my life. And I had to be like,
I had to kiss him. I had to.
But and then my friend like came around and she's like, what happened? And I was like, literally, I guess I almost died.
I'll say this. People who work at water parks, they need a moment of being a hero. Like, is there anything
that's what,
worse
I was like, I feel like
you've
been
park?
Waiting. I feel like there's not. That should be a TV show.
That's a TV. Yeah. Like literally the show is because first of all, whenever I went to a water park, I was like the chubby girl who also like if I didn't wear shorts and jeans the whole time, if I wore them the whole time, my legs would chafe. And then if I didn't, I just walked around in a bathing suit, I would just be bleeding. I was like, how are you guys running around? I'm seriously confused. Because my body is bleeding profusely.
And I'm like, my t-shirt that I have to wear because I'm self-conscious is going to like get caught in something.
Yeah. It's too much. Like every ride, which I wait way too long to get in, is like an old man at the top being like, here's a little water, and I'll be like, what the hell happened? I'm gonna pass out. Then it's like, this is a ride where you just walk through it. I'm like, who came up with this? This ride, you
and
sit
it's
in
just
a
like
wall.
A bucket that dumps on you.
Yeah, I'm like, this is such bad rides, and I want that to be clear. It's either you sit in a thing and you go up and literally go down, which I'm like, we can't come up with anything better. We really can't.
The thing is, take me to an amusement park or a water park when it's just like I want it to be closed and there's no other people there. As someone that had to get off of a roller coaster once and walk back through the entire 2.5 hour long
stop.
Line because the goddamn buckle wouldn't fit.
Stop.
And they come
around,
you can't
walk
out
the other way.
You walk out the other way, but I had to cut back through. But it was still like so humiliating,
horrific.
I feel like if you can make it through that, you can make it through anything.
You can make it through anything.
And I literally was ready because I was like, this isn't clicked properly, but I'm still going up on this roller coaster unless they come and say it. I'm like, I will hang on. It'll be fine.
I honestly am impressed with whoever caught it, because every time I've been on a roller coaster, the people who work there are literally like the kids who flunked out. Like the kids who are like, I don't care if someone died. Like they're like, one time I remember I was getting on the ride and they're like, oh, hold on, we just have to clean the blood off the seat. And I was like, the blood? Why is there blood? But it's like they're not fazed. I think they're dead inside. And I apologize for anybody who worked at a water park, but maybe it was a bad time.
It's just,
for
I
you.
Think mostly that it's like teenagers.
It's teenagers, it's like, who hate their life. And then we're putting our lives in their hands. I'm literally like, is it locked? They're like, I think so. I'm like, I need you to know something, okay?
I feel like there has to be something on the machine that tells them if it's not locked and then they're just like double checking.
Okay.
Because he went to the machine and was like, you're not locked, and then came over and tried to do it. And he was like, oh, it won't click. Sorry. And I was like,
also, could he have said that differently? You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to be like, could you do me a favor, actually? If you wanted to just hang me from here,
I'll just go on and die, because I think that's better for me. Okay, I'll just continue.
Yeah, literally, I'm like, I know there must be something wrong with the seat. Should I try a different one?
Maybe. I'll sign a consent form if you want to bring it out. It's no problem.
Yeah, I'll sign a consent form and a DNR if you want to just
just lower your voice, okay? And let's not make a scene. Promise me.
Oh my God. And I was there with like my friend and her family. It wasn't like I was
there
with mine.
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
And did they all stay on or everyone got off?
They were already on.
Stop everything.
And so then I got off, and then literally as the ride goes, the clouds, thunder claps, and it was downpouring rain. It was just like, so then I'm like in a wet t-shirt. The fat guy that couldn't fit on the roller coaster is now in a wet t-shirt contest as everyone that saw it happen gets off.
Oh my God. That is literally...
And my friend and her family, like, because it was like separate to fit on the same thing. And then they're like, wait, what happened? Why didn't you?
Oh my God.
Go? And I was like,
I just decided the wiring. Ride wasn't right for me. And that was like whenever I would go on one of the, you know, those rides where it's like the bar has to go on both of you guys.
Yeah.
And whenever I'd ride that with my dad, like I was the thing that like he was like, oh, like it was like he's like, I'm swimming, I hope I don't fall out. And I was like just press hard. If I die, like, it's fine. I like would turn sideways to try to get the bar lower, you know, but I was always like, I'll die here. And there was one ride that was a music ride, and it was like the bigger person should be on the outside, because if the bigger person's on the inside, they like ram into the other person, you know?
I know exactly what you mean.
And the person,
like the pirate ship rides, isn't that the same thing?
Yes. And so like as you get on, they're like, bigger people on the outside. And like me and my dad were both in denial, and we were like, that's dad then. And like my dad, I literally like would just slowly crush my dad throughout the ride, hold on as hard as I could so I wouldn't, but I'd be like, we refuse to admit that his 13-year-old daughter is bigger than him, and I agree. I consent to that, okay? Because I refuse to. I'd rather hear my father slowly lose oxygen.
Be crushed to death
by my literal 13-year-old breasts that are massive, than the idea of me being on the outside while my father leans into me.
I can't go to any kind of theme park or anything like that, because I'm like, people are like, you're afraid of roller coasters? I'm like, yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, let's go with that. I'm afraid of all the trauma that happens in a fucking, like, oh my God, amusement parks are like just built for trauma. If you're not in an amusement park with like 85 children screaming, are you even there?
And then there's like teenagers that are like hooking up for the first time, and I'm like the same age as them, but I'm there with my parents getting kicked off and getting yelled at for eating too much funnel cake.
100%. The girls who are like, their jean shorts are rolled down 85 times. I'm like, how did she even do that? Like, I don't even understand the math.
Like where
of
the
it.
Pockets, yes. The pockets hang lower than the shorts.
Yes. And I was like, wow, my thighs are bleeding again from just walking around.
And I'm like, oh, why is my eye getting hit by the sun? And it's like, oh, it's coming through her thigh gap, like to my.
It is. It's trauma. An amusement park is legit trauma.
It's, yeah, for sure.
Ugh.
But what a shame, because I'm like, if not, I'd be like, it's so fun. When people so are like, fun. Oh my God, there's so much fun. Sean Kilby, example.
Oh.
Friend of the show, Sean Kilby loves him.
Theme parks and
Disney. Ugh. And he's always like, I don't understand why you don't like it. And I'm like, you wouldn't.
Yeah, he would have no idea. Sean's like, 'cause
you're tall and thin.
Yeah, tall, thin, coming up with like the wave, like playing a weird water game and winning. and like eating cotton candy and ice cream and just like having fun at a park. He is a Disney adult. That makes sense for him.
Sean is 100% like the cruise director.
Sean wearing a goofy hat makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Like that's
a literal goofy from the cartoon.
Absolutely.
Hat.
With the ears going down and the teeth on the rim. That's like what I expect Sean to look like if I met him at a amusement park. Like, hey, pal, should we get in line for the Splash Mountain? Like, hold my place. I'll be there in a sec. Okay.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesse, yeah. Here's my question.
Okay.
Do you want to do improv or do you want to do a movie?
What do you want to do?
I guess we can do a nice little mix.
Let's do a nice little mix. A medley okay, mashup, if you will. Oh, wow. We're going right in? Okay, it's time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Picture this.
Yes.
A high-powered theme park owner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Her name's Mildred Espionage, and she owns all of Seven Flags. She owns them all.
Obsessed.
A play on Six Flags.
I get it.
But this is the first year. So every fall she goes to, she works her summers at the theme park. And then when summer's over, she goes and she works at a... what does she do in the fall and winter? You know what? She goes, she works on a cruise.
Yeah.
In the fall and winter.
That adds up.
But then they come to her and they say, Mildred, okay? These are the stockholders.
Okay.
And you know what? I think she's actually the manager. She's not the head bitch in charge, but she runs everything.
Yeah.
And they say, Mildred, we want to try something. We're going to call it Fear Fest, and it's going to be October at the theme park.
Okay. Fear Fest. I like it.
So it's going to be, the theme park's going to be open, the rides. We won't, the water park will unfortunately be closed because it'll be too cold.
That's smart. Yeah.
But the rides will be open. Okay. We'll add a haunted house.
Ooh.
We will have, you know, the rides open. Spooky. It'll be nice. It'll be spooky and you'll get to wear cute cardigans.
Hi, is it the thriving season? Because it is for me. Back up. If you can't see my arms, I'm doing well.
But the only issue is we do want to bring in someone for set decoration to decorate the park for the festival.
Okay.
And I know how you get about your decorations.
Well, yeah, I'm particular.
But since it's fall, we thought we would bring in somebody with experience in October decorations. And then you hear, hello, and I come walking in. I'm like, is this the shithole I'm supposed to save? Hi, Dominic Dubonair, and I'm here to save this shitty little hole.
Wow. Dominic, bring it down like 18 notches. First of all,
okay.
Second of all, it's a theme park, so you know it can't go that high.
What is the theme? Depressing. These decorations are absolutely abysmal. So I'm just gonna go ahead and have everything removed.
Wow. Okay.
So where's the manager?
Hi, I'm the manager, Mildred.
Oh, you're the manager.
I'm the manager.
You're Mildred.
I am. Thank you.
I don't know why I pictured somebody much older and, well, frankly, much uglier. You're a good-looking woman.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Well, and I
running
am...
running the day-to-day at this theme park.
Yeah. Things haven't gone my way. So, here I am.
Well, clearly. Me either.
Yeah.
Me either.
I hear you.
That is why I'm here. But, okay, so where do I set up my office?
Okay. So, yeah, everybody gets a tent. My tent... is by the third tree to the left, and we thought we could put your tent a little bit before that. We don't have money for a structure, so
I'm sorry. Tent.
Tent.
A tent.
A tent. A tent.
I'll be set up in a tent.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it is a theme park, so we are, you know, very low on funds.
Apparently.
Well,
okay,
let me rephrase that. The people at the top are making mad money, but everybody else.
Yeah, I was going to say, everyone at my interview was dressed to the nines.
Yes.
I felt there was one guy that zoomed in from the Maldives.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm just a little surprised that I'll be being put up in a tent. Especially because most of half of my salary was, they said, the amazing time I will have.
Yeah, that adds up. We're intense.
Okay, great. So I guess I will set up there. And when's the talent show?
So the talent show, we decided that we would do a talent show. And the winner gets an all access pass to the amusement park for a year. So it encourages, you know, performances. Also, we can't afford to bring in a star. So we're just going to sort of try to save a little money, focus on the staff and the, you know.
I just don't think that that's going to be sort of enough. You know, I don't think that's enough to get butts in the seats. And I think that's why, frankly, you're failing.
Okay. What do you suggest? Also, I think
let me make some calls. Are you familiar with the country artist Reynolds? It's not the actor Ryan Reynolds, different person, but same name.
Oh, no. I don't follow country.
Oh, well, he's an amazing country artist. I was thinking we have him headline the show.
Is anyone going to know who he is?
He's very popular in the country world. He actually was my college roommate. He's a very nice guy.
Okay.
But him and his wife just separated, so he's looking for
gigs,
sort of something to take his mind off of things. So he'll actually be in town, I think, at some point today. So we'll have him stop by.
Okay, amazing. I think it's important that I introduce you to the head of the safety precautions at the park. So his name is Max. We got to find him. So, Max is right behind you. I didn't see him. So Max is like so shy, so, like almost a shadow in the night. And we see him like setting up your tent, which is sweet. And I'm like, hey, Max, come on over here. I want to introduce you to Dominic.
I don't know why you're pronouncing it with a feminine touch.
Sorry, Dominic. this is Max. And Max is our safety guy, and he's very handy around, you know, the park.
Hey, sorry, what was the name?
Max. Yeah. And Max comes over, like, and he's like, he's very sweet. He's very slender. He's got these little glasses. He's got a vest on, which we love. He has suspenders, if you can believe it. Vest and suspenders, which is almost insane.
And he's the maintenance man.
He's the safety man.
He's really dressed to the nines.
He's dressed nicely. He's safety. I want to remind you, he's safety. And what's so funny about Max is that, like, even though
he was coming from court,
he's small in stature, but he's also like large in stature, if you know what I mean. Just because he's like,
what do you mean?
He's like, okay, so he comes up behind you, and the thing is, like, you're like what, 6 feet, something like that?
I'm like 6 foot. Yeah,
6 feet. So it's like when he's coming over, I'm like, oh, you know, depth perception. I'm sure soon enough Max will shrink to his normal size when he like catches up with the field plane in which that Dominic is on. But yet surprisingly, no. And that's because the height. He's a good two to three inches taller than you. So it's like,
than me.
Right. So he,
well, that would make him a gargantuan. That would be 6'2" or even taller than that.
I think he's between 6'2", 6'3".
Oh my God. And he's maintenance?
Well, a safety. I really want to keep reminding you safety.
I wish he was maintenance, but I guess safety.
So he's like, hi, I'm Max. I'll be going over safety precaution with you today.
Hi, Max. Let me tell you something. I'm here to make everyone have fun, and you're here to ruin everything, apparently.
Well, I'm so here to just...
So if you want to keep your job and... Nope, not done.
Oh.
If you want to keep your job and all of our jobs, I would suggest just staying out of my way. Okay? Nobody's died on my watch since 2000 and... I guess it was early 2020.
Okay.
But it's been almost a whole year.
That's impressive. Although we have been in lockdown, but I think that, we're going to get along great. We're going to make sure that you do all the fun things that you want to do in a safe way mm-hmm. that keeps everybody safe and out of harm's way. And, great. So why don't you walk me through your idea?
I don't need some straight guy here to offend me on my ideas. Okay. I can already tell by your demeanor that you are going to hate them. So
that
first we have a talent.
So adorable that you think I'm straight.
Wait, what?
I said it's adorable that you think I'm straight.
Are you
adorable? Yes.
Oh, wow. Where did this confidence come from?
And gay? Also, yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm sorry about being so mean to you before.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, this complicates things a bit for me, but I have to focus. Okay, so
I built your tent, by the way. Your tent is up.
Oh my God. Can we go see that actually
your
quick
tent
before?
Is up.
It's definitely getting pitched as we speak. So maybe
through the safety. Walk me through your ideas.
Okay, so sorry, I'm thrown off. We're gonna start with the talent portion. Ryan Reynolds, not the actor. He's a country music star. He's gonna come jumping in like Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl.
Okay. Jumping or lowered in?
Well, he's going to jump, and then I have people that are going to catch him, clip on wires to him midway, and then he should make it to the end.
Okay, we can't do that, but okay, continue.
Why don't you let me finish, then we can...
Okay.
Then we're going to have a haunted house.
You mean you're just going to use some of the existing sets?
Yeah, right? They're shitty.
Yeah, they're really bad.
It's so shitty here.
It's really shitty here, yeah.
If I owned this place, I would kill myself.
Okay, well, that's aggressive.
You don't have anything. You don't.
Own the place? I have a stake hold. I have a hold stake. I'm a stakeholder.
You have a stake hold?
I'm a stakeholder. I own part of it. I do. And as shitty as it looks, it makes me a shit ton of money. So why don't you continue?
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm feeling a little aggression because...
Sorry, this is how I flirt.
Oh. Me too. Okay, so then we are going to have a Zoom flume. And I do know that it is against protocol to have the water on. So we're just going to have people dry go down the water park rides, basically.
Okay, we can't do that. Yeah,
like slides. And then I figured we could do the bucket thing where people walk through the bucket of water, but instead of water, have it be filled with like the balls that are in the ball bins at like McDonald's playpens.
How about feathers?
Well, so it's going to be balls, and then there's going to be one that's full of lead, and it's like that's why it's scary.
Okay. I think
because you don't know if you're going to get hit or not.
Am I saving my notes for the end?
Yeah. And then finally, we will have the scariest ride of all. And it's the roller coaster, the Ascensia. And we're going to go up. And then right before it does the loop-de-loop, your buckle will be undone. But because you're going so fast, it will keep people in the air. But they're going to think that it was a mistake. Mm. And so
that's really smart. Okay. So, none of those can happen, unfortunately, with legal. But why don't you and Mildred toss around some ideas, throw some ideas against the wall and come back to me when you have, something a little more concrete. Okay.
Why don't you toss me against the wall?
Sorry.
Sorry. No, that's, so, will talk.
I would never toss you up against the wall. I would pin you up against the wall.
If you want to add a light toss also. Maybe a little, I've read about people that like being choked.
Oh, you've only read about it?
Well, I just wanted to gauge your reaction. I'm very into it. So,
cool.
Ooh, let me sit down for a second and let my tent.
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
I was probably going to go. I'm assuming there's a fancy restaurant on site. I was going to go to like the Ruth's Chris or something.
By yourself?
Well, I was going to see, I guess, how things went with Mildred. She seems like she could be fun.
Yeah, she's definitely a good time.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to bond because you're coming up with ideas, great. But if you are looking for, I don't know, something else, my tent is 3 down from yours.
Oh, okay. Wow. I didn't realize everyone lived on the
tents
on site. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Good to know. And then, so we cut to Dominic and Mildred, and they are screaming at each other about ideas.
Yeah.
And then we hear,
you can't put a slide in a roller coaster. Okay.
Listen, I have put live animals in roller coasters with people before, and I was hailed.
In your dreams? That's illegal.
I was hailed in those dreams as the best
Hitler?
Theme park designer. And then we hear, tell me something, girl.
Wow. Yeah.
Aren't you trying to feel that, girl?
Is that your phone?
Or do you need more? I don't know. What is that? Is there something else you're longing for? Oh my God, I know what it is.
What?
I'm off the Ryan, come on in. Mildred, I'd like to introduce you. Ryan, oh, sorry. Ryan, you have to duck, honey. Sorry. See, Ryan starts coming into the tent,
yeah.
But it does start, the tent almost starts coming down as he walks in because it catches him just above the nose.
Oh my God, the nose.
And he doesn't think to duck. So he's, yeah, I mean, he's a tall guy.
Well, how tall is he?
Oh God, he's got to be. I mean, the tent itself is 6'1".
The
he's
tip
hitting
of
at the nose.
Hitting the nose.
So I would say,
just guesstimate,
minimum 6'2", maybe.
Wow.
6'3".
Oh, he's tall. This is a tall man.
This is a tall man.
This man has height.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not mad about it.
And he comes in and he says, hello, Ryan. Nice to meet you.
Mildred, how do you do?
Well, I do just fine, ma'am.
Great.
And I'm like, isn't he fun?
Very fun. Really great vibe. So, Ryan, you're going to be headlining. Very, very exciting.
Oh, am I the headline? Am I the headliner?
I don't know.
I thought I was just coming to have a good time. I'm kidding. Yes, I'm
here
to headline.
Joking.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Just got through a divorce, so I'm a little rusty around beautiful ladies.
Oh.
Oh. We both do that at the same time. And then I'm like, so Mildred here is widowed.
Whoa.
And you're like, whoa, I'm not a widow.
I'm
like, oh, sorry. I was just wondering why you dress like one. And he's like, I think you dress just very pretty. I love a cardigan.
Okay. First of all, you know, I dress very hot. And when I dress hot, it's hard for people to work. Okay. So I put on a cardigan out of respect for my coworkers. Little did I know that Dominic was coming in here, you know, 6 ways from sideways and just with too loud a personality, thinking we're going to have live tigers in the middle of a roller coaster. So there's nothing I can do. This is how I dress.
Would you give us a second, Ryan? Can you calm the fuck down? He was trying to flirt with you.
Yeah, well, he's really bad at flirting.
He said he liked the way you dressed. I was the one that was talking shit about it.
Yeah, well, now I feel like shit.
Well, you should, because his wife died.
Well.
And then he's like, actually, that's not what happened. she just left. And listen, I make a lot of jokes about widows. I don't understand.
Okay. You know what? Why don't we take a dinner break? Okay.
Okay, great. Let's take a dinner break. I actually have plans.
You what?
I have dinner plans.
All right, fine.
So I have to, I'll be back and then I slip out and then it's just you and Ryan Reynolds who doesn't have a tent and doesn't know where to be.
Well, I'm sorry. So you, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry that
so
your friend.
You go. You go.
Go ahead.
You go
ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you wanted to go down to Olive Garden, I saw an Olive Garden down on the freeway.
I'm sorry.
You don't like Olive Garden?
Not really.
Okay. So, did you want to go someplace? Do you want me to sing to you?
Sure. Do you know what songs you're going to sing for the town? That's good. Let's knock that off the list. Why don't you,
I'm going to sing Rainbow by Kacey Musgraves.
Okay, that's a really great song. I'm happy to hear that.
And, Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson.
Let's start with Rainbow, shall we?
And Country Girls by, Luke Bryan.
Okay. Can I hear parts of Rainbow?
How long do I get?
You know, a solid 15 to 20.
Oh, okay. I'll also sing Blown Away by Carrie Underwood.
Great.
I'm influenced by a lot of female artists.
Who isn't?
I'm a feminist.
Oh, great. Oh, that's lovely to hear.
I believe in equal pay.
Thank you for that. Do you want to start with Rainbow? Let's see how that goes whenever you're ready.
Sorry, I get nervous. Oh, I get worked up.
That's okay.
You might notice my singing voice is a little higher than my speaking voice, but I am like the Bee Gees.
Ah.
When it rains, I'm nervous. You make me nervous. When it rains, it pours, and you didn't even notice. It's not raining anymore. All you need is when you notice. Yeah. The trouble of staying above the rising waterline. The sky is finally open.
Yeah.
Sorry, I get teary eyed. That was my.
The rain and wind stop blowing. Cause the rain.
And you're starting and then to thumb again. So hang tight to your umbrella, cause darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a rainbow
hanging
over your head.
Wow.
And then Dominic is in the doorway and he's like, I forgot something, but what was that?
I don't even know.
That was magical.
Did it sound good?
That sounded amazing. I thought I was listening to Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Oh my God. No, it was me.
And Ryan. And who? And Ryan. I didn't know that you guys could sing like that.
Wow.
I knew he could because he's a country star, but I didn't know that you could. That's it. You're the headliners.
What?
Yeah, and big news, I just got a letter that if we don't raise $100,000, they're shutting down the entire thing.
What?
I know, but fortunately, there's a competition show. A friend of a friend is on some reality TV, and it's a competition show. They come to small town theme parks.
Okay.
And they award $100,000 to the winner of the
talent show. Wow. So as long as we win it, we'll be fine.
As long as you win, you're fine. But if we don't, we're not.
Probably so, not. Okay. Okay. No pressure.
Also, need to talk. Who's in charge of HR?
That would be Max.
That would be Max? Well, then I guess I have nothing to report.
Oh, Army. Oh, you were going to report.
Well, I just wanted to file that I'm in a relationship with another employee.
Oh, got it.
I didn't know if I had to fill out a form, but we are definitely in it for the long haul.
Okay. So we cut to later that night where you're in your tent and all of a sudden there's a on the tent door.
And I open it.
Just doing a quick safety check.
Oh, hey, Mr. B. big.
Hey, Mr. Safe is here. Small.
Excuse me?
I said, hey, Mr. Small.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, no offense, but I am bigger than you, so.
Are we talking about bodies or penises?
Well, I'll
take either. I just want to be clear. Sorry, I am stressed out about the show tonight because if those two can't get together, I mean, we'll be sunk. You'll be sunk. I'll be fine, really. I just got here.
I know this is crazy, but what if we entered too?
Are you kidding me?
No. Can you sing?
To sing? Yeah, I can sing. Of course I can sing.
What's a song that you think we could sing?
Are you familiar with Wicked?
I am.
I don't think something from that.
No, let's not do Wicked. That's played out. Let's do...
Something from Waitress. Have you ever heard of the show Waitress? Sorry, I'm from New York.
Okay. I definitely... Well, I'm thinking of a good duet. Like, what's a good duet? You know what I mean? We could do Bop to the Top from High School Musical.
I don't know that
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah, that's not a famous one, really. Or we could do...
I think that's what the other team is doing.
Oh, okay, forget it. What if we do...
Tracy Chapman Fast Car?
That's it. Let's do it. Should we practice or just do it on stage?
I think let's just do it on stage.
Good idea.
I like to wing it.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so we're right before the show, and we're like, Ryan, Mildred, we're going to warm them up. We're going to be your warm-up, okay?
Okay, great.
Great.
I thought we were competition, so I'm glad to know that we are not.
No, we are. Sorry. We are. So we're going to go.
But the thing is, no matter who wins, the money will save the park.
Exactly. And that's the best news of all.
Unless I win, because then I probably will take it for something for me. I really don't know you guys that well.
Okay. So let's go out there and let's kick some butt. High five. Hey, before we do that, and then he gives you a good luck kiss. That was for good luck.
Oh my God. Wow. First the butt sex and now this.
Imagine what happens when you win.
We'll get married, I'm assuming. I got a fast car. Mm. You got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Maybe save just a little bit of money. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living.
You got a fast car. You got a place to get us out of here. You can have my get us a name, a little bit of money. Don't have to work too hard. Met tomorrow when we're in a city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it is to be living.
Yes, you're living. What it is to be living. Oh, you're driving in your car.
Speed the so life, like I was young.
I was young and
you drive it around my shoulder. And I have a feeling that I
could be someone.
And I
have a feeling I could be someone.
Be someone.
Be someone.
Be someone. Da 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 da.
Wow. Give it up for our opening act. Sorry, what was your group name?
The Gays.
Sugarland. What?
The Gays.
The Gays?
The Gays.
The Gays. Wow, okay. We're going pretty obvious. The Gays.
Did you have a
name? Next up, the Straits. Please welcome in Mildred, your boss, and Ryan Reynolds, not the actor, the country star.
Okay.
Tell me something, girl. Aren't you tired of trying to live this world? Or do you need more? Isn't there something else you're looking for?
I found out. come out on the shallow now.
I'm off the deep. Oh,
sorry.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Everyone's standing. So everyone, there's a standing uproarious applause.
Oh my God.
And then you come. Mildred is like, what happens? Also, where are the cameras for the reality show?
Oh yeah.
And I say, there's no reality show.
What?
There's no threat of losing this place.
What?
But when you felt in your heart that you were about to lose this place, what did you do? You put all your eggs in one basket and you felt something.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to feel at Fright Fest. And then Ryan Reynolds says, I felt something too.
Uh-oh.
And you say, you did? And he you goes, did? Didn't you?
Oh, like in my, like emotionally? Yeah, no, of course I did. I felt
or in your vagina.
Oh, okay.
Both. I felt it in my penis and my heart.
Shh. Okay.
Can I? Can I? Can I kiss you?
You may.
And then they start making out, and I say, "Well, I guess I'm done with this one horse town. Time for me to go back to." Well, I guess I don't really have any place to go back to because I've just been running from town to town.
Matt, Dominic, could you just shut the fuck up and let me ram you?
I guess you'll have to make me shut up.
Okay. Ooh, so then he starts kissing. He goes, you're not going anywhere. Not now. Not never. Because I want you to be in my life forever. And he gets down on one knee. And he pulls out a ring and he says, will you be my freak?
Fest? What are the carats on the diamond?
I think it's a solid 3 or 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
Yay.
I will.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. All of a sudden we're whisked into a spooky fear fest of the future. People are screaming. There are tigers and roller coasters. Who knew we could do it? We really could, but with the right safety precautions, everyone's doing great. Theme park's picking up a ton of energy, a ton of time. And at the end we go, oh, want to see something really scary? And I show you a pregnancy test.
And then we have a hearty laugh. Yeah. And I say, are you actually scared? And you say,
I'm terrified.
Terrified. But it's going to be a cute baby.
Yeah.
And then that's the end.
That's the end. The name of the movie is
Fright Fest.
Fright Fest.
Fright Fest.
Fright Fest.
And it did not do well in box offices because people thought it was a horror film.
It's
but
true.
Then they got there and it was. But it became a cult classic.
A cult classic. And sometimes you got to write a cult classic. You know what I mean?
Precisely.
Thank you for understanding.
That was a good one.
That was a really good one. I should learn the words
are you ready
to things. Yeah.
Same.
Great.
Same.
Yeah.
Sometimes I actually worry about my brain.
Yeah, sure.
About when I don't remember things. Because I'm like, for example... I'm like, I should be able to recite every episode of The Office from beginning to end.
Right.
I've seen every episode hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, but I can't.
Where
and
does
sometimes
it live?
I'm like, is my brain
is it broken? Out? Mine is
it
breaking. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
For our last segment.
Yes, please.
It's time for... Okay, this comes from Maze Luck is the name.
Okay.
So we'll call her Maze.
Yeah.
I've never written a review, oh. But Jesse and Chris are so great, I had to show my support. They bring so much laughter to my life. They're funny and wholesome.
Aw.
I love hearing about their lives and find myself rooting for them like I know them. Oh. As one of 8 children,
wow.
I can definitely relate to their antics. Please keep making this podcast.
Maze, honey, you better put an A in front of it because you are a maze.
A maze.
Thank you. Ding, ding, ding.
That was good. Maze, you're the type of person who has 7 siblings and you still take the time to go on and write a review. For us, you're a gem, okay? You're a goddamn sweetheart. You said, listen, they're trying to get to 1,000 reviews and I'm going to go on and I'm going to write them one, even though I don't have the time. I'm busy. I'm working. I'm keeping up. There's a major group text, the side group text. Boy. My older sister is mad at my little sister. My older brother is, you know, mad at my dad. And it's a confusing time. But I'm still going to take the time to write that review.
Absolutely.
And that's why.
You're amazing. And it's like, you're not just a listener. You guys are all of our friends. Okay. So you are rooting for us as friends, because I'd be livid if you weren't.
Yeah, because before there was Bridgerton, there was Middleton.
Thank you for remembering that. And that's the truth.
And that's the truth, guys. So, listen, we're trying to get to 1,000 reviews. Yeah. Please write one, rate, subscribe.
Subscribe!
Send us your embarrassing stories on Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. We would love to read your embarrassing stories, okay? And if you have a middle child of the week you would like to nominate, we would love to tell the world about that.
Yes.
So, you know what? Until then, live every day. Oh, and also join the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren, for so many more episodes. And until then, live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye!
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.